All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from New York City here on March 28th, 2017. Before I talk about today's show, let me remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And that you can subscribe to my newsletter by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426 during normal work hours here in New York City. I'd like to also suggest you consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter. You can subscribe to Chen's letter at chenpicks.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. And, of course, I want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show are Golden Predator, Chilean Metals, Arvista Gold Corp, Dynacert, Trimetals Mining, Novo Resources, Uranium Energy Corp, and Aurin Resources. Now, with regard to our sponsors, I should mention that Dynacert had been halted following the company's AGM last Friday, but just before this show, before showtime today, the stock reopened, and it reopened up some 25% in New York, at least in the over-the-counter markets. When I looked, it was trading on very heavy volume in Canada. And you know, I think this is a this story is quickly becoming a very exciting one. It is a non-mining story, one of the few on our list and one of the few among our sponsors. But it is a very exciting story in terms of reducing the energy consumption and reducing carbon emissions and so forth. So a tremendous growth opportunity, I think, in front of this company. Is, we'll be talking to the CEO of Dynacert sometime in the near future. This week, I want to advise you that I have started a weekly podcast titled Top Stock Picks. And you can follow that at jtaylormedia.com. Each week, I plan to interview one of my fellow Mining Share newsletter writer competitors from the Metals Investor Forum in Vancouver. Now, each week, one or two of the members on that list will discuss one or two of their top stock picks and tell you why they like those companies. And I started the podcast this week with Eric Coffin. And one of Eric's top picks is Adamara Minerals. It was exploring for, well, they were looking for a relatively small gold deposit in western Washington state. But in fact, what they think they may have now is a sedimentary hosted gold model, a gold deposit that could be very, very large. So this is a stock that's selling around 10 cents in U.S. money, and it's one I think is worth taking a look at. And, of course, I cover that one in my newsletter as well as Vendetta Mining Corp, the other favorite of Eric's. This is a nickel play out of Australia, and it is one that's uniquely situated, we believe, to Eric believes, and I share that view, to do extremely well in the nickel bull market that it just seems to now starting to be become obvious. And that's a stock that's selling around 17 cents. Well, you might laugh at penny stocks, but those of you who follow this market, the metals, the junior metals market, know that when these things get hot, 10 baggers are certainly not out of the are not all that unusual in a bull market. So I think these are two prospects in Eric Coffin. If you go to mining stocks, or excuse me, go to jtaylormedia.com, jtaylormedia.com, you can hear. Listen to why Eric thinks these are two special companies that you might want to take a look at. The other newsletter writers who speak at the Metals Investor Forum are Brent Cook, Joe Masmider, Gwen Preston, John Kaiser, Brian London, and Jordan Roy Byrne. And so they'll each be taking their turn on this podcast. And Chen Lin also will be part of that. I've invited him to come along as well. So I hope that you'll listen. And actually, you can listen to those podcasts. The first two are already up at J. Taylor Media. They're there now if you'd like to go and listen to it. Now, though, I hope you'll wait until after this show. Today's show is titled Profiting from This Impending Stock Market Decline. And Kevin Duffy, Michael Oliver, and Bill Sheriff are our guests this week. Kevin Duffy is going to talk to us why he thinks we're in an equity bear market, how you can protect yourself against that, and Bill Sheriff is going to talk about Golden Predator, one of the hot stocks in the junior gold space these days. And so Bill will be with us right after the first break, but you don't have to wait. Michael Oliver is with us now with just about 4 minutes left in this sector. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Oh, good to be here, Jay.
You know, Michael, the market economies, the markets themselves are very, very complicated, and President Trump wants to see an increase in exports, and he says the dollar needs to come down. On the other hand, Janet Yellen and the Fed seem determined on raising interest rates, which should increase the value of the dollar. So we can try to figure out how this is all going to happen, but it's impossible, which is why I like to listen to you and hear what your momentum strategies are telling us. What are your views on the dollar and the euro now? Because I know you felt that the dollar was precariously close to some sort of a major decline.
Yeah, late in last year, we defined a level for this year that if the dollar got there, especially a monthly close at this level or lower, we would turn bearish. It's a level that violates a decade, more than a decade old, momentum uptrend on annual momentum of the dollar index. But the major player in that's got to be the euro, because euro is 57% weighted into the dollar index, a trade-weighted partner. So the number was 99. The dollar index has spent the last couple of years, once it got over 100 back in 2015, oscillating in a sideways range, roughly 10% band, almost even less than that, wandering around, but keeping the sentiment that the dollar is still a bull. And make no mistake, we're flexible on the dollar. We turned very bullish in 2011 when it was in the 70s and said we'd go to 100. So at 100, we said get out, we're neutral. Now, if we break 99, and we've traded below it this week, traded in 98.85, I think was the low. We're back above 99. If it closes a month at 99 or lower, we are of the view that the dollar index has topped. It's headed down. Euro is likely headed up. Euro's done some good things for itself in the last week or so, but I'm still waiting on the dollar index as that second opinion. And I want to see that 99 level closed at or below on a monthly basis or traded significantly below. This obviously would help commodities as well if that happened. The reasons for it we can debate, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. Sides. But but your momentum statistics there are very helpful, Michael, and that would be bullish then, I imagine, for gold too. How are you seeing gold right now? You did put out a missive on March 23rd. And
what it's done this week. Now, you know, there's some guys who will risk a nickel in front of a freight train and sell it, because the high 5 weeks ago was 1264, so we get the 1261 this week. There is $3, see if they can make $30 or something. I think by getting back to the top tick, in effect, 1260, that we dropped $60 from, then came roaring back up there. I think that's very healthy. You know, whether we're going to close in a way that we can launch this week, I don't know. You need to close, I think, 1250 or higher the week, not a day. And for silver, I looked at it, and it looks like 1820 or higher, and we've reached there today on the May contract. So they're both, you know, if you can close the week around today's highs, then I'd say, well, we're probably going to push on through that level. But a lot of markets, like, again, the dollar, are sitting on these huge fences. In the case of gold, it's not so huge. In the case of the dollar, it's massive.
All
if
right,
they can
well,
break below that level, a lot of things are going to shift, because the dollar
A lot of tectonic plates are going to shift, and we're going to have some major moves in the market. It will wake people up. Well, thank you, Michael. We're out of time already. Yep. Folks, it's Oliver MSA. Oliver MSA. Go there to learn more about Michael's work. Don't go away. Right after the break, Bill Sheriff will be with us to talk about Golden Predator. It's a company with a high-grade gold discovery in the Yukon, a very exciting story. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Bill Sheriff.
We'll be right back.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Golden Predator Mining Corp., a well-financed gold exploration company operating in Canada's Yukon. Focused on advancing its Three Aces project, a high-grade gold project located in the southeast Yukon with gold and quartz outcrops at surface. Ongoing work includes trenching, roadwork, drilling, and bulk sampling. Golden Predator also holds the past-producing Brewery Creek project located near Dawson City, Yukon. Golden Predator, a company working closely with Yukon First Nations. Golden Predator trades on the Canadian Venture Market as GPY and in the US OTC market as NTGSF.
Chilean Metals is a Canadian junior exploration company focusing on high potential copper, gold prospects in Chile and Canada. Chilean Metals' Zulima property is a Candelaria-like prospect, one of the largest mines in the world. The company has begun its drill program in Chile on its Zulima property and should be completed by the end of February. We also own a 3% royalty on future production on Teck Resources' Copaquiri property, potentially worth millions of dollars annually. This is the time to invest in Chilean Metals, a discovery story with a hedge. Traded TSX Venture under symbol CMX.
Tri-Metals Mining is a growth-focused mineral exploration company exploring and developing its near-surface Gold Springs gold-silver project in mining-friendly Nevada and Utah. Tri-Metals has only drilled less than 10% of the gold targets at Gold Springs, and it already has a gold resource with a robust preliminary economic assessment. Tri-Metals believes that with further drilling, there is a significant potential to discover 3 to 5 million ounces of gold at Gold Springs. Tri-Metals shares are listed on the OTCQX and the TSX under symbols TMIAF and TMI respectively, and its website is trimetalsmining.com.